Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. It would just let it be.
Good evening. You're on the air with Waking Up with Linda Mac Chan. Yes, today is Mindful Monday. We have a lot to think about here. You know, we're here to enforce education, to stress unification, and the importance of collaboration. Everything out there is unity, unity, community, unity, unity, unity. So what we have to do, and why we're here, is to teach you how to be caring and courageous and do it with cheerfulness. To start with yourself. First, we want you to stand strong, stand up and stand together, and most of all, stay safe and stay connected here with us with Waking Up with Linda Mac Chan. Today we have Angie. You know, we do it short and sweet. But before we get started, I want to share you your encouragement today. And the important thing is to advance brightly and strive to be victorious at each moment, right where we are, to begin something here and now instead of fretting and worrying over what will happen. This is a starting point of transforming our lives, because everything is in transformation out here. We're going through it. We have to keep going through it. We have to keep each other up. Before we let Angie come on, I'm just going to play a little bit of this so you can think about it, and then we'll bring her on in short and sweet. Welcome to Waking Up with Linda Mac Chan and Mindful Monday.
I never thought the sun would shine my way. All I've known is empty promises and pain. I need a way out, some type of escape. So I take refuge in this place. Even though the road to glory seems long, the fire in me could win a marathon. See, there is nothing you can't overcome. If you dream, then you can do anything. If you
our dreams, our goals, our determination out there. Don't be defeated and never, ever, ever give up on anything, and especially on yourself. So we have Angie coming on. She wants us to listen to this seriousness here. You know, Angie loves you all. She brings it real. That's what we're about here. We're real, authentic. So, Angie, are you on the line with us this evening?
Yes, yes, yes. I'm holding on, hanging on. I tell you, how you doing?
I'm fine, Angie. Thank you so much. You know, Mondays is kind of crazy. That's why we make it short and sweet, because we have things, other things that we have to do out there to start our week. And I appreciate you so much for taking out your time to come and care and share and let us know what's happening. So what's going on today for mine for Monday, Angie?
Well, let me tell you. Look at here. Now, I don't know what it is about the intelligence of insects, okay? But it's funny how when you're sleeping, they know not to mess with your face because they know you might shoo them awake. But when you wake up, they know every other limb they done hit, they done nipped and tucked and sussed and bit. So you got that time now. You know, we forget sometimes with all this COVID and things going on. It's time to spray for your little ants. It's time to spray for the little spiders that be coming in that you might have forgot about. Because, baby, I think a whole tribe would jumped on me. I got 7 little bites. And I was, like, itching like I was on something. I'm telling you, it's crazy. And it hit you right there in the part of your leg. Because, you know, part of your leg is kind of numbish.
Right.
And it's like they really don't know that. But, you know, it's like, wow. You know, you just start, like, what's going on? All of a sudden, these welts come up. I'm like, you know, okay, I got you, spider. I done washed them, cleaned up everything. So I know. If you came through and landed on anything up in here, it's gone. So, you know, it's time to do that spring, summer slash, whatever, insect refresher. Get your house, spray around your house, you know, and try to make sure you stay up above all these little insects that's going to get your babies and get you all on check, letting you know they're still around. Now, that's that. Now, I wanted to jump right on in, though, Lynn, on this closing down, you know, they're going in reverse now. I understand the bars have been shut down now, so the babies can't go out and party and things like that. And, you know, that's just a, you know, letting you all know that, you know, we're losing more lives. This is very, 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 very serious. This virus that's around. I know, you know, when you were locked up the first time, you know, you, oh, my God, I can't see my friends. Oh, my God, I miss, I can't graduate, I can't see my friends. Oh, my God, I can't do this, I can't do that. You know, and the little spoiled children inside of us was kicking and screaming, you know, because we don't like downtime, and I get that. But when it's time for downtime, it's important to take it and heed it and proceed whenever necessary with caution. You know, hey, you don't need to, ain't no slack on that. You know, you need a drink, you drink. Get that drink taken home. You know, you can get those drinks still. They, you know, hey, so far so good. They letting you still buy it. So, you know, it's time to party at home. You know, keep it, you know, left so much out there. Because you don't know who has what. You don't know how, you know, how people are getting it. How, you know, it's just there. You know, you're wearing
right.
your mask. We're wearing our mask. We're doing our distancing. And people are still getting it. And then there's instances, you know, when we haven't been doing so much distancing. And, you know, sometimes you get carried when you're drinking. Hey, happy hours. Hey, you touch everybody and everything when you're happy and happy. You go to every table. I know I have friends that all of a sudden, you know, they walk in. Next thing you know, you got to catch them. But, oh, excuse me, I got to get my friend from your table, you know. They up there at every table. Hi, you know, they toasting and getting drinks for you because you a party animal. So now you loaded and happy, ready to go. But you don't went to every table up in the room. So I get it. You know, happy hour. There is no hour to happy hour. It's never ending once it starts. So for some folks. So, you know, sometimes, you know, now you need to take the happy hour home. And that's okay. You know, don't get mad. Don't get frustrated. Just heat it. And, hey, you just going to back it up a little bit, and let's get these numbers down. Now, those of you who, I know we had at least one case, but I'm sure she ain't the only one, have these medical things going on where you have problems and things. You can't wear no mask and whatnot. With breathing and whatnot. Well, last time I checked, breathing problems was one of COVID side effects. So you need to stay home and don't be your going out, because people are taking it serious about wearing the mask. And, you know, hey, I'm taking it serious about you getting too close to me. So, you know, you're getting a little too close. I don't know you like that. You know what I'm saying? I say that out of much love. But, you know, we all want to make sure everybody's maintaining safe, because everybody got that clock ticking inside their brain. And anytime you tap on that clock, you don't know what that alarm's going to bring. So, you know, just step back, give everybody their space. And, you know, don't jump on people that don't have their mask. However, those of you, if you have a medical concern about wearing your mask, now they got these things that they still, you can bring your stuff right onto you for free. You know, bring
That's
food
true.
To your house. Do grocery shopping for you. They got people that, you know, you can make your list, bring it, drop it, you know, drop it to a person in the store, and you sit in your car. You have to also be safe. You see, you're thinking, you're getting mad at people that wearing their mask and they're worried about you, you know, concerned about whatever you may or may not have with you. You might very well be the one that got it, okay? So you don't know. So don't be mad at each other, my friends and people and family. You know, just be trying to say, hey, how can we help you? You know, say, hey, you seem like you're distressed. Let me help you. You know, and in one incident, the lady was offered help, and she's like, no, I don't want to do it myself. Well, you know, she started feeling threatened for a reason, because other people were concerned about their family safety. They don't want to take home your breathing home to them, you know. So if you have a problem, maybe you can get a lighter mask that doesn't tie around so much. It just slaps around. Or get you a shield. Go ahead, lady, men. Whoever got problems with masks, get you a shield, okay? Get a shield so at least people can see that you are putting some effort to keeping a boundary between you and them. And therefore,
right.
It'd be easier for you to function. You know, there's wheels and ways. If you're getting your hair cut, you know, they saying, you know, they got this new thing. They want to give you the flap across your face, you know, hold it across your face. Well, darn it, if those little laps around your ear is getting in the way, take it off one at a time. When you're on that ear, slip that thing right back on over there, slip it off the other. When you finish around that ear, put it back on. I mean, because, you know, hey, I don't know. You know, whatever's working. If it's working with the thing over your face while they're clipping and clapping and doing what they got to do, just be safe. Be conscientious of you. See, it ain't going to hurt your hand to just sit over there with a towel over your nose and your mouth until they finish doing your beautified stuff. Because you got to still be safe. You know, because next thing you know, they might want to start pushing that clothes. We don't, you know, you just got, you like getting your hair done. I know everybody was speaking about their grays and things and straights.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hey, yes, grooming is very important. You know, you just got to be conscientious, people. Just conscientious. You want to go to a restaurant? Make sure your groups are small and you're staying within your group. And try to keep your mask on, really, you know, as much as you can, especially when you're drinking and eating, of course. But, you know, just be mindful. You know, be mindful of your children. You know, I would not want to have the babies out there too. If you're not feeling safe to take your babies and let them go to school, then be mindful. Don't just take them out and think it's so then they won't get the sense. They'll forget. I'm not seeing a lot of babies with the mask on. I'm talking about not babies and infants, because they're not really required, but I'm talking about the children that are required. I'm still seeing a lot of the children not covered. So, you know, and we've seen that they had a big breakout. Let's not forget, you know, you got to be careful for your loved ones. Because, hey, again, We're finding out that the younger generation, yes, they are starting to pass on too, but they're also saying that along with that, they also have additional medical underlining things that are causing them to go ahead and not be able to fight it completely. But then they also have a number up there of just straight-out healthy folks. The young lady, rest in peace, was pregnant with the baby of her and her fiancé. And they got the baby. The baby made it, but she did not. So, you know, you got to heed the warnings, you know. If you see, the way I do it, I go anywhere I go. If it's more than what my comfort zone is, and I hurry up, because if it starts being a bit much, I'm going to hurry up and leave. You know, leave. If it gets way too much, and it's even too much for you to stand in line. Now, that's where I draw my line. You got to stand, give me my space in my line.
All right.
I'm going to have you pay. Really, I'm going to have you pay for my stuff. I'm serious about that. You're going to pay for my stuff. You're going to be up in my space. So, people, do not take over people's space. Don't, you know, hey, you got to snap out. You're not thinking wisely when you're stepping out of that zone. And it really should be further than 6 feet, you know, because sneezes go way further than 6 feet sometimes.
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I can smell a stank that ain't took a shower. I can smell you further than 6 feet. So if I can smell you, Lord knows you can reach out and touch me with some germs. So, distance is good, you know, and you just got to be careful, people. Please be careful. And I can't stress it more. Even they haven't said so much about the animals, so I'm hoping that means that maybe the animals are maybe a little bit more safe. Those who are getting sick or staying away from around the animals and whatnot. We don't want separation because once you get it, you're going to have to be separated for at least 14 days or longer. So, you know, there's some part of separation involved with this whole pandemic that we're going through. So please, 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 if you have love in your heart for no one else but yourself, yeah, wear a mask because that means that you don't want to get sick. And you don't want to give it to somebody else, a stranger, family, kids, babies, you know, pets. Well, you don't want nobody else to suffer. And I think I haven't got a report on him, but I do believe that the zoo, we haven't lost any animals at the zoo, which is awesome because they're right there. They're trapped. So they don't deserve to be, come on, you in captation, you still get. I'm so happy they saved the whale. They had the net all around its tail today, and it was safe. Mm-hmm. And then the bear that was swimming and had a jug. He had the what they call them, the Cheez-It balls bucket.
Okay.
Now y'all know y'all need to get them Cheez-It ball buckets and throw them in a good trash can because they end up in that ocean. It was stuck on that poor bear's head. He was trying to soak it off, swimming in the water, but he was drowning. And so thank God to the boat guys that was out there, I guess, fishing or whatnot, they saw it and swam by and literally yanked that off right off his head. And he looked at him. He swam onto land and laid out. He was tired, but he was safe and okay again. So be conscientious of our environment as well. And just another tidbit on emergencies. I tapped on it last on Friday. I want to tap on it again. I can't stress enough. Families, please do not forget you need to have a first aid kit in your house, in your cars. Make sure you have an emergency plan for your loved ones and your families so that they know what to do. Should there be an earthquake? Should there be something, you know, going on? You know, like in other places where they've had disasters along with the pandemic happen, you know, just don't get, you know, stay woke. Like we're saying, we're trying to put out there, stay woke, stay awake, be aware, you know, hey, practice. You know, you're home. Those of you can stay home, and those of you who are coming home now that these jobs are going to be lost again, those coming back home, you know, instead of being bitter, take good use of this time. Reinvent yourself. You know, reinvent yourself. Maybe,
well, we have to, and I'm not cutting you off.
Yeah.
When you speak of reinvention, you know, I always call myself a boomer and not a zoomer, right?
Yeah.
But everything is going
absolutely
virtually, and you have to be able to get in because that's the only way communication is really being done, okay? So when we talk about mindsets and caring and stretching and being aware and taking that challenge, I think for the past 3 days I've just been zooming. I think I'm a production manager over here because I'm trying to set up the proper lighting because lighting is very important.
You're a zoomerette?
Oh, I'm a Zoomerette. Oh, it was so funny. So, you know, I'm trying to figure out, okay, well, you know, what do I need for a backdrop? But because I do the red carpets for the kids, I have backdrops, right? And it dawned on me, you use your banners, you know, put your banners up. So
exactly.
You put them up and you struggle with them. And then you find easy ways. So this is one, two, day three of this excitement for me. And I am so proud of myself over here because I had to actually change my mindset because I didn't want to have anything to do with it. Didn't really understand how it'd go. I don't want that camera. I might forget to turn it off and people are seeing what I'm... All of these things were coming in my mind, but because I had of an organization that I deal with that I hold very dear to my heart, this was the only way that they were having their meeting, and I had to attend. And so once again, this organization and the people that you surround yourself with will give you that natural stretch to go and get out of that old self and change into the new self. And I'm saying this for the people who can't stay at home and who feel that they have to have their hands, do your own darn nails, slap some color on there, let them stay natural. That stuff needs to breathe anyway, especially if whatever type of acrylic or gel or whatever, everything needs to breathe. So if you cannot go a bit, so when it was time for me to prepare for my production, do you know I couldn't even find my makeup brush? And once I put those cheeks on, I said, well, who in the world is this in the mirror, right? It was funny to me because we don't realize how we have to change our habits and how we have to dress. So I'm with you on preparing for that first aid, having that kit there, because working with children, you learn to keep a kit by the door, a suitcase, and you also keep one in your car. Because you might not be at home. So everything has to be ready to roll out. It's nothing like already being stressed. Something is happening, and you have to think where to find your tennis shoes, okay? So we know we're in earthquake country here. You sleep with those shoes next to the bed or right at the door. Make sure you get two of them before you go. And I remember you speaking last week about, you know, getting that proper footing. I have what you call the army boots in my suitcase because tennis shoes, glass can cut through tennis shoes. So I'm with you on that first aid, getting that thermometer so that you can check your temperature because if I get sick over here, you know, all I have to call 911, all right, because I don't allow my nieces in. I don't allow anybody in. I've gotten a auditions and they wanted to do with your grandchild. I don't have a grandchild and I wasn't going to go borrowing nobody else's, okay? I am laying low, doing exactly what I have to do, and I'm with you, Aunt G. We must be mindful because we don't know what this is we're dealing with. And I got my ideas about it. I'm writing down things. I have some questions that I'd like to ask someone, but I'm trying to get it in mind. Who will I go to? Because this is it's more to it than what we're getting here, you know. It's more to it than what we're getting to because all those people are not breathing in each other's faces, and I understand that. And because we're dealing with something that we can't see, and it's new, it's no vaccine for it, but it's some other things that need to be checked out there. And I'm going to bring up the issue because it's just not happening. So I am so glad, Angie, that you are coming with us on Mindful Monday. We're talking about the animals, the being hopefully staying safe. And I had to share that because I am so proud of myself, so I'm no longer the boomer. Yes. I'm the zoomatter. And, you know, getting ready to go in there and I test the sound. And, it's just been like
it's fun and it's good. You see other folks and you have a good time.
You get
it's fun. I enjoyed it when I did that as well. It's really nice. And matter of fact, those who enjoyed the BET, the young lady, I think her name is Andrea, that hosted, she did that from her living room. She did a good job, too.
Well, they all do it from the living room.
Changing clothes
and
everything.
It can be done, but I think I got production company ABC over here because, like, you know, I have to have the lighting right and, you know, you don't want to blur here. And I've noticed some other things that I will try out. But as you were saying, you know, we have to move forward. We also have to think of ourselves and others. So because of this incident that's happening, we've learned how to get creative. We've learned how to do that, as I say, when you're going through transformational, we've learning how to stretch. You have to stretch. You cannot stay in the same spot because things won't allow it. It's all different. It's different for me. It's different from everyone. Mm-hmm. And like you say, you don't know what's on a person's mind out there. And I know I'm quick-tempered and quick-mouthed, so I just keep my behind at home, okay, because I don't need to be out there and deal with that. And the young lady that was hollering in the store, my doctor said I don't have to wear a mask, but then your doctor should be coming and shopping for you. I just could not believe what I was hearing, but we have all type of people that think that they're untouchable or they're so privileged that they don't care about anyone else. It's just me, 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 me. No, this virus has taught us that it has to be us. And that's why we're here.
That sounds like she needs to be at home anyway. So
well,
you
she
can't
should
wear
have been at home. She
you
had
from a disease that's out there?
Some
so
mental
she got that
issues.
Twisted.
Yes.
Yes,
my doctor. And I won't deal with it because I know I'm quick-mouthed. I know I'm very authentic when I'm speaking with persons, and it could have would escalate into other things because I'm not going to back down, you know, if I have something to say. But I just avoid it, and it bothers me because I like the sun. And like I said, I'll get out there briefly if I have to do something. But if I want to get drunk, I'll drink that margarita at home. If I want to eat something, it's stupid to me to go to a restaurant to have to pull the mask down and eat because while you're eating, you don't know what's coming in there. Cook your food at home, okay? If I want barbecue, I'll go order barbecue.
Or take it home. So, get it to go. Grab it in your car and get out and grab it and go home. I mean,
well,
you
know, people
really
have to make a living. They have to make a living, and we're all hit in all areas of our lives. Everything is just down to your knees. So I'm saying since we're down to our knees, everybody stay on your knees. Do whatever you do. You have to pray, meditate, chant, whatever you do out there to keep yourself moving forward, to keep yourself strong, to keep yourself up. And to my young adults out there, my change agents out there, I want them to continue to march and march straight on to the polls because it's going to take all of this and it's just beginning. It will be so much craziness and crookedness that's going to be out there. You have to take a lot of vitamin C in order to deal with it. And on that note, Angie, I'm going to tell you and all the listeners to stay mindful over there. This is Mindful Monday. Tomorrow will be Tell It Tuesday with Stephanie and Miyoshi. And Think Thursday, we'll have Miss Gloria coming on, giving us that organic food. And, of course, Angie, you'll be back, and you're going to come back on Friday and tell us what you have found out and what we need to look through. And on that note, Angie, just tell us one word that we need to carry until we speak with you again. Give us a word.
Well, my favorite is love, because everything is all about love.
Okay, wait a minute. Love, L-O-V-E, every. And on that note, we're going to take it out of here. I love you, Angie. I'll be speaking with you later, friend. And keep
love
that mind
too.
Moving. And keep that 6 feet to 12 feet to 20 feet distance out there. We love you, listeners. Have a great evening. Remember, it's Mindful
stay
Monday.
Safe.
Stay safe.
You know, every now and then, I think you might like to hear something from us. Nice and easy. There's just one thing, you see. We never, ever do nothing nice and easy. We always do it nice and rough. But we're going to take the beginning of this song and do it easy. But then we're going to do the finish rough. The way we do Proud Mary. Rolling, rolling, rolling on the river. Listen to the story now.
Left a good job in the city, working for the man every night and day. And I never lost one minute of sleep, and I was worried about the way the thing might have been. Big wind. Keep on burning.
And we're rolling,
rolling,
rolling, yeah,
rolling,
rolling on the river,
rolling on the river.
Cleaned a lot of plates in Memphis,
and I
pumped a lot of pain down in New Orleans. But I never saw the good side of the city until I hitched a ride on the riverboat queen.
So the
big
rolling